Pavlov's dog could tell you that music means IndyCan Radio. We're focusing on Hamilton. We're front row, center, and backstage at Hamilton Spring Music Fest. We're talking to Raoul Rapidi, the organizer there, some of the great bands from there. We're going to kick off with a brand new record from the East Coast, from Caledonia. The album is called We Are America, which is a little bit of a theme going on this week. We've got a great hour. Let's get going.
Resilient, always finding something new. I read it in the paper, so I guess it must be true. I can see now that was my first mistake. Barbed wire at the borders cannot keep the hungry out. The line of least resistance leaves our future in some doubt. Wars are calm and steady now, the marches and parades. I only followed orders, I admit I was afraid. I can see now that was my first mistake. I can see now that was my first mistake. lying in my bedroom with the TV on. Watch the world imploding, we waited far too long. 50 keys of rations and a loaded 44 are gonna have to hold me. There's a pounding on the door. I can see now it was my first mistake. Yeah, I can see now that was my first mistake. I can see now that was my first.
Down too many times, I had it riding on the line. I thought everything was fine until I tried to pass the time. If I clean up these old ways and try to shut it all behind, sometimes I feel I'm being chased by my fate. Do you know where to go when you can't fight back and you give right into the hurt that you knew? Don't control of your own will. Why was I fallen when
Now that's what you call an opening set with some range. We just heard from a band called A Minute Away. Nice work, boys. I picked that particular song, which is called Your Control, because I thought it showed off the most range in the whole album. It had some sort of classic rock, some soulful stuff, and it ended with that, double kick metal thing, which is really where the sweet spot of this whole record is. In fact, here's how it opens up. I'm going to give you a little clip of the title track, 84. Listen to this. So you can see that's an album, that's a minute away, and it really rocks. And thanks guys for sharing your music with us. Before that, from Vancouver, John Pippus, the album This City, and that was My First Mistake. Another great record, a lot of range in it too. I just like that song a lot. And we kicked off with Caledonia from their album We Are America. That's a song I've heard live once or twice. It's called The Plague. And I have great hope for this song and for this record. I know Chris Pope was talking to me about it, and he's a member of the band. And it's a very thematic record. A couple of Harris students and I were looking at the bio. The bio really sucks. It's just not my style, I guess. It's this long story that I think they felt like they had to fill the page. But if they put as much time into bios as they do the songwriting and the musicianship, I mean, it would be spectacular. But I kind of think they don't think bios are very important, or in fact, they think bios are really stupid, so they're making a really stupid bio to get back at the bad old industry. And if I'm the bad old industry, I don't know what's going on here. I don't think so. But anyway, guys, come on. I'll tell you what I mean when I see you next. And you are going on tour with this record, and I'll see you soon. So that's going to be great. I shouldn't criticize this whole show. It's going to be full of editorial, nightmarish weakness. We're going to be focusing on the Hamilton Spring Music Festival, or the Rogers Spring Music Festival, if you're someone who's actually paid by the sponsor, and I'm not. So the Hamilton Spring Music Festival, where I had a wonderful weekend of music. They had 4 days. We're going to hear from Rob Rapiti, organizer. He's been at music for a long, long time, and he's doing some great things. We're going to hear from Grady. We're going to hear from a bunch of bands, but the interviews, the recording was crap. It's going to clip a lot, and for you fellow podcasting geeks who will be listening, you know what I'm talking about here. But I usually use a little wind foil. That's the fuzzy thing around the microphone on my little H4 when I do interviews. And I've gotten so adept at it, I don't even use headphones. I just hold the microphone. I know the distance to hold it. I'm just so used to it. But without this wind foil, you get these nasty little clips or pops, and it would take more editing genius than I certainly have to correct it. So I'm going to ask you to bear with me for this show because, it's just like being there, only, I just wish I wasn't such a hack is what I'm trying to say. So please bear with me. What people have to say is important and it's worth hearing. That's why I didn't scrap it, and the music is going to be fantastic today. So I'm going to make it up to you big time. Let's kick off with a local band that really impressed me. There always has to be an Apollo something at a Hamilton Spring Music Festival. This year it's Apollo Down. Let's go. We'll be right back.
checklist for stupids. Alright, I'm on now. Kick it up, baby, swallow till it's all gone. She might be a blonde hair, blue-eyed baby, but I think she may be just a little too far gone. Oh, you won't see me coming, cause I'm coming on hard. I'm so strong you won't know what's going on. You may have a clear cut win, but it will not shake your hand. Yeah, I'll give you the attaboy grin. One look in her eyes, I can tell she's much deeper than everyone else.
Marconi from Apollo's Down, and we're listening to IndieCan Radio.
This is Lamont Caldwell from Mach 22, and I'm listening to IndieCan Radio.
So how's Canada treating you?
Canada's been really great. It's like, from the time that we got into Hamilton, like, everyone's just opened their arms and, like, did everything for us, gave us a place to stay, you know, without charging, fed us, did a whole nine, showed us around the town, the city. They showed us a lot of love. So it's been really great. Canada's really cool. It's a great, like, rock and roll town. You got Montreal, you got Toronto, you got Hamilton, yeah. You have Vancouver, you have Pemberton, you have Windsor. There's so many, like, different, like, cities around Canada that have great rock towns.
So have you guys been here for, like, the whole festival? Have you seen some other acts, or did you just get up here today?
We caught STEM?
Yes.
Last
STEM.
Night? Yeah, they were great. Yeah, we caught it last night.
Yeah, easy listening music.
A little bit, you know?
Great guys.
Yeah, and music to sleep to.
Very good evening with them.
No, those guys are great, solid guys. We got to hang out with them a little bit afterwards. So.
They play a mean Beethoven Moonlight Sonata on the piano, too, though.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, you might still catch some of the Grady set if you get packed up over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You might have to check that out. Yeah.
Yeah, they tend to go till they get kicked off the stage.
There's a lot of buzz about that. I've talked to a lot of people tonight, and they're all talking about that.
Yeah, it's a good Southern rock kind of feel.
Oh, sweet. Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Remember Big Sugar?
Yeah.
Gordy Johnson's the principal of Big Sugar.
Okay.
It's all coming together.
Yeah, exactly.
So how long's the band been together? Where do you call home?
Philadelphia is home. Band, we've been together going on, two years?
2 years,
2 years with this these members, with Michael Snyder on bass and John McFadden on drums. We have Dai Miyazaki, who's like our newest guitarist, but he couldn't get in to the country because he had his visa had expired, because he's from Japan.
Oh, no.
So his visa expired. He had to put in a new application and get it, and he didn't get it in time. So we had to get another great guitarist from the Philadelphia area, Nick Mullen, and he came in and did a bang-up job. He killed it.
Well, let's share some music. Pick a song, tell me about it, and we'll play it.
Pick a song. You go. I need time to think.
How about No Good News?
And it's just like, you're still with this woman. She's like dogging you out. And that's pretty much what it's about, being in that situation.
So here we go, ladies and gentlemen, Mach 22, No Good News.
No Good News. Thank you, appreciate it.
You bet. Rock and roll radio handshake.
Rock and roll radio handshake.
Thank you very much.
Definitely.
From Grady, you're listening to IndyCan Radio. Getting used to this place?
Well, you know,
except for the funny looking money.
It's a little cold.
A little cold. Coming from Austin. So you got Buffalo, and then you're back. But another Hamilton music fest. I think you may be the only band ever begged to come back again. How does that make you feel?
It feels great. You had a big part with getting us in the first time.
First round, you know. You have a favorite song off the CD. Tell me why, and we'll spin it.
I'm a big fan of Joe Louis.
Joe Louis, how come?
Just because it's so goddamn heavy.
Okay, let's do it. Joe Lewis it is.
All right, man.
Yeah, great seeing you again, Ben.
Okay, you too.
From the Roger Spring Music Festival, and we're listening to IndyCan Radio.
So what year is this now, Rob?
I think it's 2009. This is the seventh year of the Roger Spring Music Festival.
And is this the most international festival you've had so far?
It most certainly is. We have bands from all over North America here. Last year we had some from Europe. We've had bands apply from all over the world this year, and it is certainly the most international year of our festivals.
And how's that make you feel that countries in Europe and hundreds of bands from the U.S. Want to come to Hamilton to play in your festival?
I tell you, Joe, it's fantastic. We've had bands apply from everywhere, from Tanzania, South Africa, Iran, Georgia, all over the United States, Europe, and it makes you feel great. It makes you feel like you're doing doing the job right.
Yeah. And you've been going at this, just to give listeners some perspective, here we are, Saturday night.
Yep.
One day to go. You started Thursday.
Yep.
We've got Jay Sparrow playing in the background. Grady's coming
Sounds
on later.
Sounds great. Yep.
Yeah. And what kind of feedback are you getting from the foreign bands about the festival and Hamilton in general?
They absolutely love it. They are very—they're pleased as punch to be here in Hamilton. Last night, for example, we had STEM Heavy Metal Band, the official band of the UFC. This was their first ever appearance in Canada. They love it. They love being in Hamilton. The Hamilton crowd, the Canadian crowd, are very warm to the bands. They're just ecstatic. They're really happy to be here in Canada. Many of them for the first time.
Yeah, what would you like to alter or change about the Hamilton Spring Music Festival? What sort of things would you like to add or do differently?
That's a really good question, Joe. I'm probably in a better situation to answer that next week, but I would probably have liked to added a few more venues this year. But time permitting, we decided to go with less venues and more quality concerts, which is why we had so many excellent headliners for our festival this year. We focused on quality versus quantity.
Yeah, Daniel Victor was here.
Yeah, from the Never Ending White Lights.
Yeah, that's right. And Snow was here.
Snow was here, absolutely. Yeah. We had Grady Tonight, STEM, a lot of bands from the U.S., a lot of hot up-and-coming buzz bands like Static Cycle, whose single is being played all over college radio charts in the U.S.
Alaska band, right?
Band from Alaska, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't believe we actually had a band from Alaska come down, band from Chicago. It's a really exciting time here for the Spring Music Festival.
Yeah, you should maybe make a map on the
that's
on
a
the
good
website.
Idea.
Sort of showing like a little pinpoints where all these bands are from.
Absolutely, that's a great idea. I'll definitely keep that in mind for next year.
Yeah, okay. And what about other people that want to get involved somehow? Is there room for interns? Is there room for volunteers?
Absolutely. We've always, ever since I got into the music business, I've always have had a soft spot for people wanting to get into the music business. When I started out 20 years ago, I found it very difficult. Not a lot of people or companies, some, but not a lot of people or companies were really willing to take you on board because of the amount of time it takes to train people. I've always had interns. We've partnered with the Metalworks Institute, and they have done an amazing job providing us with some really solid students to act as volunteers. The festival coordinator this year, John Daychuk, I'd be lost without him. He's my right-hand man. He has a full-time paid internship with me right now. Anyone who is remotely interested in working in the music business, contact us. We'll find a spot for you.
And when should they get a hold of you? Some people think, oh, you have a weekend festival. That must be 2 weeks to put together, right?
Yeah, I would probably say around September. That's usually when we get things rolling, when things really start to pick up, or the first phase of when things really start to pick up. We work on it for the most part year-round, but September, things start to get a little heavy.
And you yourself have done some starting at the bottom, right? You went and worked with the Canadian Music Week and sort of worked your way up there, didn't you?
Absolutely. Well, I started in the concert production business as a band and as a guy who brought bands from out of town into Hamilton so that way my band could open up for them, as many bands do. And that was the late 80s, early 90s. Had a record label in 95. So I got a lot of good street-level experience, and then I got the corporate experience about a decade ago being a sales manager for Canadian Music Week, and it was awesome. They flew me to LA, to New York, to Vegas, and I really learned how to do business internationally.
Yeah, good for you.
Thank you.
And I just want to put a shout out. I mean, if people are traveling to Ontario to catch music, I mean, it's a lot cheaper to stay in Hamilton than going down the road to Toronto.
Yeah, absolutely.
And good people and good music. I think you do a great job here.
Thank you very much, Joe. And and my hat's off to you and to people like you for coming down to Hamilton and, really showing the rest of the world that you don't have to be in Toronto. And there's nothing wrong with Toronto, but we have something great going on here in Hamilton. Thanks a lot. It's a pleasure. Thanks, Joe.
You bet. My eyes.
surprise. I know you're torn between the world outside.
Press, welcome to IndyCan Radio. Glad to have you.
Thanks.
What's the second song you're going to play?
The second song I'm going to play is a song called Ready.
And tell me about it.
We sort of, it's about being on the cusp of something that you really, really, really want. For us, it's obviously sort of a little more exposure, getting the record finished, getting out there and letting people hear the music. That's sort of where Len and I came from when we wrote the song together, and then sort of the whole band. We brought it as like an acoustic song to the band, and then it's the first time we've done five part harmony in one of our songs, and that's it was so cool to just rehearsal one day. Everybody started adding something towards the end of the song, and just it had this beautiful lifting feeling. I got chills and.
Previously, the five part harmony was difficult in that there was four of us. That's what was the real challenge. So only recently has the five-part harmony.
Although I've been training with Tibetan monks
yes,
to do the two parts myself.
It's true.
On what airline?
Exactly. Aer Lingus.
Once Jesse arrived, oh, it was so much easier just to go back to singing one part at a time.
So now it's easier because there's five of us. Segue to Joe.
Okay, this song better be good. Let's hear it.
We're the Free Press, and this is a new song called Ready.
Thank you.
knocking at my door. I try to share with you a new direction. Our frail souls, they try to push away the thieves. Hearts and minds, they split.
So you were four, and now you're five. What?
It's 25% more.
That's going on the record cover. 25% more.
now with more people. Labels that you
get. Yeah. It also
25% more rock.
It also has niacin, which is very good. For
we should put that on the website. Now with more people.
This is Cody Johnson from Gravy, and you are listening to Indie Can Radio.
Saturday is the smile on Mona Lisa's face. A little spare change given to the stranger on the corner. A pile of leaves, deep enough for my soul to jump into, and all my doubts fall away and lead me here to say it's a beautiful day. Summer songs outside my window pane, and I don't need my umbrella, 'cause I've already been through the rain. I can feel the sunshine on my face, not a cloud in my personal sky. It's a beautiful my blue jeans and my black t-shirt, and that's just fine, 'cause every day you know I try to make art not war and let love reign and lead the world to say it's a beautiful day. Summer songs outside my window pane, and I don't need my umbrella, 'cause I've already been through the personal sky. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day. The light will shine in a perfect sky. The morning sun will be yours and mine. A sea of peace will wash over.
I don't know if you can hear that in the background. That's the sound of Toronto getting going. I often record late. It's so late, it's early, and the city of Toronto is getting going. We got the King streetcars, and the night buses are still going, and the city's a bit of a buzz. But anyway, how's that for a great set of music? And again, sorry about the editorial hackiness. Sarah Hayes, we just heard. Before that, the Free Press, they were there. And that's Retro Indie Can. That's from episode 18. They got a great album out. I've talked about it before. And this was from a recording session before it was even out. Number 18 back at Redline Recorders. And we heard from Rob Rapide. We heard from Grady. Now, Grady has a new record coming out, maybe the fall. So if you like that, get the current album. It's fantastic, and there's going to be some new stuff coming out, and we've got some Grady video that you can enjoy on the Indie Can Crappy Can. And we heard from Mach 22, who were visiting, and Apollo Down. Okay, so I think we have some time for some more Caledonia. There's a bunch of great contributors. I know Amelia Curran is on here. Here's a song that, if you're loyal to Indie Can, you know Tanya Davis. And after the Caledonia, we're going to close up with Jody Glenham and then some Poor Marcus. So thanks for being with us. You also may recall that while we were talking to Rob Rapini, in the background, Jay Sparrow was playing. We will bring you that interview next week. We just don't have time this week. And some of his great music, his solo stuff, and, of course, Murder City Sparrows. So see you next week. Caledonia, here we come.
Faded so, and now I show great tones where hope is supposed to grow. I can get over it though. Common sense and horoscopes told me so.
Check.
This is Jay Sparrow, and we are listening to IndyCan Radio.
Could you sit any closer? We both know the seasonal race. Such things rarely end simple. These days, it's pretty easy to notice. You've caught me unaware, left wondering where did this come from and why I care. sunrise. On porch steps, cold stayed clean, but tempting. Now we wait for the sunset, a nap between. Thick as stone, rockable. Hard to chip away. Smart to keep your name on a miner's deed, case I'm pushing gold. Between us and this pink felted drip prairie sky, sit back, put your feet up while I drive. Thick as stone, rock through the bone, hard to chip away.
Slip down a dry land so full of crashing jets, miracles, and better yet, these moments I spend here with you and your newborn hair. It's partly when you kissed her, that's partly why you're turning in your sleep. You never thought you'd miss her, the only thing you had but couldn't keep. Wake me up. Don't leave now till you've had enough. Hurry your mouth right into mine. I bet you look back a second time. I'll kiss you here and there from here on out. Shoot at the lights from our own house. And all our thoughts that cross that darkened pane, still no idea.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indycan.com.